You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 274. I'm Izzo, and today we're talking about AutoKernel, a new open-source framework that promises to revolutionize GPU kernel optimization for AI models. So, why does this matter right now? Well, if you've ever worked with AI models, you know how frustrating it can be to deal with slow performance and inefficient optimization.
That's right, Izzo. And AutoKernel aims to solve this problem by applying an autonomous agent loop to optimize kernel performance. But how does it actually work? From what I've read, AutoKernel uses a reinforcement learning-based approach to optimize kernel performance. It's pretty clever, actually.
Okay, so let's get into the substance. What does AutoKernel actually do, and how does it work?
Well, AutoKernel takes an arbitrary PyTorch model as input and applies a series of optimization techniques to improve its performance on the GPU.
That sounds amazing. But what about the technical details? How does it actually optimize the kernel?
That's the cool part. AutoKernel uses a combination of static analysis and dynamic profiling to identify performance bottlenecks in the kernel.
I see. And then it applies the autonomous agent loop to optimize the kernel performance. But what does that actually mean?
It means that AutoKernel uses a feedback loop to continuously optimize the kernel performance, based on the results of the previous optimization iterations.
Okay, I think I get it. So, AutoKernel is like a self-improving optimization framework that can adapt to different models and use cases.
Exactly, Izzo. And that's what makes it so powerful. It can be used by AI researchers and practitioners to optimize their models for better performance, without requiring extensive expertise in kernel optimization.
That's really exciting. So, who are the potential users of AutoKernel, and what are some possible use cases? I'm thinking about AI researchers, data scientists, and developers who work with PyTorch models. They could use AutoKernel to optimize their models for better performance and efficiency.
And it's not just limited to PyTorch models, Izzo. AutoKernel can be integrated into existing workflows and used with other deep learning frameworks as well.
Okay, so what are some next steps for our listeners who want to try out AutoKernel?
Well, they can start by checking out the AutoKernel GitHub repo and trying out the framework with their own PyTorch models.
And I'd recommend exploring the AutoKernel documentation and tutorials to get a better understanding of how it works and how to use it effectively.
Absolutely, Izzo. And if you're feeling adventurous, you could even try integrating AutoKernel with other deep learning frameworks or tools to see what kind of performance gains you can achieve.
All right, that's all for today's episode of Exploring Next. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next one.